Police are encouraging officials from the Sierra Leone People's Party, the party of candidate Vice President Solomon Barrawa, and those from the opposition leader Ernest Nkrumah's All People's Congress to hold talks to prevent renewed clashes. A dawn-to-dusk curfew imposed by police after outbreaks of violence in the east has now been lifted following a period of calm. President Ahmed Tidjane Kaba announced earlier in the week that he would declare a state of emergency if the pre-election violence did not stop. The first round of voting saw little violence and was deemed free and fair by international observers. No candidate won 55% of the vote, making a runoff necessary. Sierra Leone police spokesman Chris Charlie says the authorities have done their part. Now it is up to the political leaders to cool simmering tensions among their supporters.
It was an obligation just to comport themselves and realize that no one is above the law and that nobody should take the law into his or our own hands.
Charlie says the Sierra Leone police, or the SLP, were forced to use tear gas earlier in the week to control the crowds, but hope they will not have to draw their weapons.
With their cooperation, the organization that is the SLP will provide a very peaceful environment for them to have a credible, free and fair election.
This week, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called on the political parties to do everything necessary to maintain the peace and order that prevailed during most of the first round. The presidential and parliamentary elections held August 11th were the first since UN peacekeepers pulled out in 2005, leaving the National Police in charge of security for the elections. The APC's Nkrumah led Vice President Barrawa in the first round 44% to 38% and has received the backing of third-place candidate Charles Margai, who took 14%. The opposition APC also won a majority of seats in parliament, previously controlled by the SLPP. Mr. Kaba, who served as president through the end of the country's brutal civil war, has vowed to hand over power to whoever wins. Carrie Barber for VOA News, Dakar.